Baby, I got your money.
Cocaine kills it.
Cocaine?
Yeah. Definitely would
for a couple days.
And cocaine
at least for a show,
things.
Right? I could take it right before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just start now. Stay up all night. Then it'll all just hit you Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like a sack of bricks.
Those would be some stiff Sunday scares.
Ooh.
Tony the Gambler.
Are we starting?
Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga.
Your coochie won't get moist.
If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Happy weekend. Happy life. Happy gambling. This is Good Better Bets. It was voted by a distinguished publication.
Mm-hmm.
Very distinguished.
A top five gambling podcast in the entire world.
Hey! How about it, boys?
You heard us.
So I mean you four, you take a second to give yourselves a round of applause.
I'm patting myself on the back.
I think what put us over the top was really Billy Betts just really buying in to everything.
I think so, too.
And that's just how everything works. But here you are, listening to us.
Appreciate it.
Give out winners.
Yeah.
We were 73-0 last week.
I think so.
Yes. Something around there.
Undefeated.
So that was pretty good.
Some say undefeated.
So that was pretty good. I don't think we had any losers.
Mm-mm.
No losers.
Nope. I mean,
that's correct.
I might have had Navy. I might talk about that later. But
oh yeah, we did have Navy.
But I mean, that was the blemish.
But that wasn't on us because they fumbled.
That wasn't on. Yeah, exactly. I mean, from the get-go, out of the gate, it was tough.
And I warned you.
Yeah, but you're a homer.
Yeah, but still, I warned you.
I mean, you could have just taken the points, but you went money line.
No, I went money line.
It wouldn't have mattered either way.
It did not matter
from the start.
Unless the points were plus 53, it wouldn't have mattered, Gumpy.
Notre Dame's going to pour it on for the rest of this season.
Are they?
Yep. They are going to be monsters against the spread. Mark my words, take them every week.
What makes you say that?
I just can feel it. I'm very in sync with the Irish community.
Hell yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is Good Better Bets. I am Tony Diggs, joined by Boston Connor.
Mello.
Gumpy.
Hello.
Todd McComas.
Mahalo.
And Billy Betts.
Bello.
Excuse me, what?
Everyone is saying in some form of hello with a different letter, so I just went with B.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, you just made up a word.
Well, yeah. Stink, Todd.
Bello, bello,
bello. It's like bye and hello. It's like aloha. And
oh.
Hello, you can mean bye or hello.
That makes sense.
That's the English version.
It's a white trash aloha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not that you're white trash.
No, I'm going to take that sincerely to heart.
This is Good Better Bets, brought to you by FanDuel.
Hey, no.
FanDuel Sportsbook. I mean.
And Cobalt. Cobalt levels.
Respect.
We have the most level deaths in all of the gambling world.
We do.
FanDuel, let me tell you how stand-up of a company this is. Every week, our boss, Pat McAfee, does an odds boost. And this week it was for the Colts, money line was doubled. So they were plus 170, plus 160, 175, somewhere around there. So they doubled it so you could get the Colts at like plus 320, plus 350, somewhere around there. $50 max bet, 50 to win 175, I
big
think
money.
Is what
hell yeah.
Is what you could have got it at.
Mm-hmm.
Colts lose. Sorry, Todd.
Yeah. But then after determining that they actually won, what did FanDuel do?
I don't know if they determined that, but they
I think that's what they were saying.
They just felt bad for someone. They gave everyone their money back.
What?
Mm. I mean, what type of gambling sportsbook does that?
A company.
They said, yes, the officials affected this game in a negative way. It wasn't fair to you. We're going to make it right.
Is that what they said, or is that what?
That was the official statement, I believe.
I just didn't see that. I just don't know if that's exactly true. But yeah, FanDuel. .com/McAfee. You sign up there so you can get your odds boosts. I'm not sure what's coming Sunday, but I'm sure something's coming Sunday.
Something good.
And also, I believe if you want, I'm not positive, but if you want, I think you get your first bet risk-free up to $500.
Let's go.
Woo.
Let's go.
If I'm not mistaken. And then we're also sponsored by the Action Network.
Mm-hmm.
getaction.app/any of our names.
It'll make you a smarter, better.
I didn't use them last week because I was out of town.
Oh, how'd I go?
And I couldn't see my bets.
Yeah.
So I couldn't put my bets into the Action Network.
Ooh.
And I won.
Hey, now.
So I'm now afraid to put my bets into.
Because you're afraid people will be like, hey, I screenshotted your
no, I'm not. Activity last I don't give a shit about that. I'm talking about the jinx.
My jinx.
The jinx factor.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Like, as soon as I put the bets in there, they're all going to automatically lose.
That's what happened with me and Navy. You know,
gotcha.
Put Navy in there and then.
But if you're not a big bitch and don't believe in jinxing yourself, like myself, getaction.app. You can follow our bets. You can put your bets in there. You get all the real time scores, betting information, trends, blah, 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 blah. getaction.app/any of our names. Okay.
Feeling good about this week.
Me too.
Good about this weekend. We're already on a roll. All won the Indianapolis bet.
We all won the Indianapolis
night,
bet.
100%.
Had MAC winners on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Shout out Buffalo and Eastern Michigan. And then tonight, I'm leaning Wyoming -7 against, I believe, Colorado State.
Ooh.
Tough squad, Colorado State.
Yeah.
Bunch of dogs.
Wyoming's offense is, it's tough to lay points with Wyoming's offense, but I'm doing it. You don't just go up to Laramie and get an easy W. You live up around there, huh, Gumby?
Yeah, just around the river bend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking Wyoming tonight. Is anyone else taking anything in that game tonight?
I am not.
I figure not.
I am not.
Staying away. Staying away.
Yeah. You will see. We'll see who tonight rolls around. And see what goes on there. All right, so let's just get started in the NFL then. Is that cool with everyone?
Let's get right
to
it.
Let's go.
We'll roll right down the list. Miami Dolphins at Cleveland Browns. I believe the current line is -9. The 61% of the bets are on Miami. 56% of the money's on Miami. 75% of the money is on the over, and 75% of the bets are on the over. So Miami at Cleveland. Anyone taking anything on this game?
I don't know what to tell you to do now. I got Miami at +10.5.
Sorry, it's still there. That was my fault.
Okay. Well, for me,
I read it wrong.
That's a great bet. The Browns are 1-3-1 against the spread at home and 3-6-1 against the spread overall. The Dolphins are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5, 3-1 against the spread on the road. 10.5 points is a lot of points to expect a team led by Freddie Kitchens to overcome. Take Miami and the points.
I'm not touching this game, but I watched that whole Thursday night game, Browns-Steelers. Browns offense stinks. Steelers offense stinks. The Browns did not impress on the field at all during that game. Mason Rudolph threw 4 picks, and it was 14-7 with like 6 minutes left, and the Steelers had a chance.
Yep.
I have no idea how that happened. I think it's just the Browns aren't good.
They're not good.
That's where we're at. Yeah. And now they've had to answer questions all week about Myles Garrett and all that bullshit. So
say what you will about the Dolphins, but they're playing hard, and Fitzpatrick is no joke. If you're going, you're going to give him 10.5 points, and your team, shitty team, also coming in there. Come on,
I know. And the Dolphins had a bad week last week. When's the last time the Dolphins had back-to-back bad weeks? I mean, this is the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know.
It's the Miami Dolphins we're talking about.
Long time.
They cover. That's the bottom line. They cover.
I'm not taking it, but it sounds like I might take the Dolphins.
I would lean the under 45.5.
Okay, tell me why.
Dolphins are their totals is 39.5 on away games, and the Browns totals at home are 42.5.
Okay.
The total set at 45.5.
A little high.
It's a little high. The Browns offense is not clicking.
Nah.
The Dolphins are never going to score over 30 points. Maybe not even over 20.
No.
So I would lean the under on this one. Sloppy game.
Okay. Connor?
Stand away. Not even thinking about touching it.
Okay. Hey, Billy Betts, if you ever have anything, you just peep in whenever you want.
I mean, I 100% took Miami +10.5.
Attaboy.
Hey, there you go. Attaboy.
Come on, Bill.
Attaboy.
Make your dad proud.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, Denver at Buffalo. Have the line currently at -3.5 for Buffalo Bills. 75% of the bets are on the over, which is weird between these two teams. 67% of the money's on the over. And then 52% of the bets are on Buffalo, but only 37% of the money is on Buffalo. So sharp action coming in on the Broncos. I got nothing on this. Todd, do you?
No, I'm not touching this one. This is, I don't trust the Bills to cover. They don't score a lot, and Brandon Allen didn't look bad, I would say, at all last week. So, you know, again, that was against the Vikings. It was a very good team. So I don't know what's going to happen here. But and I don't trust the over and under either, because I feel like every time that it's this obvious,
true,
you just get it right in the butt.
I'm seeing it. It's just 30. Too, it's just too low. Seven and
too
a
low.
Half.
Seven is too low.
Quite low.
It is.
I think I thought about taking the Broncos earlier in the week, but then I realized when you're a team that is 3-7 and you just blew a 20-point lead in the second half.
Yeah.
There's no saying that you're just not going to lay an egg for the rest of the season. Like, who says that they're going to try it all? So I just stayed away from it.
The Bills are 6-3-1 against the spread this year as well.
True.
I would lean Bills if I was going to touch it, just because, like you said, Tony, I think that was the end game for the Broncos. Blowing a lead
brack
like that.
Brack baking.
I mean.
Did I say brack baking?
Yeah, you did. But brack baking is also some serious business.
Back baking.
Doesn't feel good, dude.
But, yeah, I would lean the Bills. The Bills looked – I watched that whole game last week. They looked good in Miami. Josh Allen played really well.
It's tough to look good in
Miami,
too.
Soft lean, hard lean?
Hard.
But no money.
Oh, hardly.
But no money.
I'll probably sprinkle.
Okay.
Oh, sprinkle.
Sprinkler.
What's your name?
Ed. I am going to take this under. I know it's okay. Obvious, but it's one of those games where you look at it and it's like, oh, it's Buffalo-Denver. That's just going to go under. And then you say that – but then you lose your bet. But because I'm saying it now, I think the bet is going to hit. A little reverse psychology. Mm-hmm. Total has gone under in 7 of Buffalo's last 10. 13 of Denver's last 15 against AFC opponent has gone under. Yes, those are stats. And yes, this game will go under.
Kid
has really, really grown up. Kid has really grown up like when he's coming to the table with stats.
Hey, someone's got to do it.
Hey, good for you, bro.
Hey, I'll probably take the under with you because it's just too appetizing. That 37 and I'm like,
well, that's what I mean. Like,
it's going to be super cold and ugly.
Exactly. Right? A lot of running the ball,
and it's like they put that number low enough to just get people like, oh yeah, I'll go over.
Well,
it's too low.
Yeah,
and it's just going to.
They're both averaging the team totals. Both these teams is at 39.
Yeah.
Whether it's away or at home.
Teeter-totter.
So the fact that it is at 37, I mean, it's just.
Tell you what, I might take an alternate total of. Like under like 24.
What about it? I might. You know what? Now you're talking, Tony. Let's tease that on a 7-point up to under 44.
That's not a bad play.
I don't know which side of the teams I would take though. Dolphins or Bills plus 3.
No, on a under.
Yeah, yeah. But you gotta do. You can't just tease one thing.
No, but it'll be like in my 4 gamer.
Okay,
come on,
okay.
Tony.
Are you gonna throw it? I mean, fucking be specific.
Kind of come on.
I mean, we're not. Not everyone's advanced at betting as you are. That's listening to this.
This isn't back bacon.
I mean, we got a lot of we got a lot of press this week, so we got a lot of new listeners probably.
True.
It's true, yeah.
You ever think about that? No, you didn't, because you're from Canada. Steelers at Bengals, a game I will be at.
Oh.
Congratulations. Yeah, Tony. Congratulations.
I mean, I picked probably the greatest game of the entire season to
epic.
Go to.
Like,
this completely changes my bets. I didn't factor in the Tony factor.
Yeah, in the shithole that Cincinnati is.
Will Pittsburgh get the Diggsy bump?
No, I don't. There's no such thing that exists. if there's a negative bump that exists, that would be it.
Do you have the stats of the record for the games you've gone to? For the
I'll be honest, they're pretty good. 2 AFC Championship games I went to.
Nice.
Ravens and against the Jets, both W's.
Bingo.
The regular season, I'm not positive. I was there for Willie Parker running for like 279 yards, breaking NFL records or something like that.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm trying to do a show up here. I have a pretty good record, but also because the team has a pretty good record, like just in my lifetime.
Right.
But I don't know if it has anything to do with me.
Okay.
I got a bad feeling about this one.
I have an idea for this game. I think what they should do is just let the opening coin toss decide who wins. And then don't play the game. Save the TV time. Maybe play some reruns of MASH.
Got a fun stat.
Entertaining.
Got a fun stat about the Colts here. Jacoby Brissett in his last 3 starts is averaging.
Oh, I wait a minute. My headphones aren't working.
Is averaging 120 yards per game. It's good for Pee Wee. All right, so Steelers at Bengals. The line is 6.5. The Bengals are +6.5 at home. Over under 38.5. 53% of the money's on Steelers. 49% of the money's on Steelers. So a little sharp action, I guess, on the Bengals there. Two-way money on... Oh, sorry. 86% of the money's on the under. 86% of the bets are on the under of 38.5.
I mean, these are
Steelers
two,
offense
these are two,
stinks.
These are two great quarterbacks going out.
Bengals
on
offense stinks.
I know you've been to a lot of games, Tony, but you've never seen quarterback play like you're going to see this.
Sunday. Ryan Finley versus balloon throwing Mason Rudolph.
You want to talk about two guys slinging the ball around?
I mean, you're probably talking about the future of the league.
Elite.
Yeah. It's like Manning Brady.
Let's also not forget that Juju's out, James Conner's out.
This number does seem high, doesn't it?
What, the total?
No, just the Steelers.
6.5.
I feel like -4.5, 5.5.
Bengals looked really good in Oakland, actually. Not
they
really did. Good,
they,
but
they covered.
They looked like a real NFL team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without all those weapons, I don't know. I think Yumpy might be right. That's a high total.
This game scares the hell out of me, man.
I mean, it scares the fuck out of me, too, dude.
I would never take the Bengals at this point. But I do think the number's too high to bet the Steelers as well.
And I think the Bengals was Mason Rudolph's first start, maybe, earlier in the year. And they won by, like, 30. Mm.
Do you think when they first started Rudolph, they were just dinking dunking?
They still are doing that.
But he does try and throw it a little bit, and that's when he seems to get into trouble. Like, if he has to throw the ball over 10 to 15, he's in a bad spot.
Yeah, I mean, if he has to throw it anywhere, he's in a bad spot.
How many more games does he get till we see the duck?
Me, like knowing the organization?
Rest of the season.
The rest of the season.
Yeah. Oh. Fair enough.
It's just...
I mean, why now, right? I mean.
They're not going to go to... They're just not going to do it. They're not going to go to Duck when they put a third round pick on Mason.
Yeah.
Super Bowl's next week for you guys anyways. I mean...
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It really is.
You can't lose to the Browns twice.
So I'm obviously not taking a pick there. Are you guys at all?
Nope.
I just hope you enjoy the game. That's my bet for this.
Why don't you have fun?
That's my bet for this.
Let your hair down. Relax. Drink some beers. A couple dogs in your belly.
You have a good time.
Cheer.
The game.
You know.
Yeah.
Clap. I hate every single one of you.
Mason. Go Steelers.
It's going to be so bad.
You get to see some guys play you don't usually get to see play. It'll be fun.
Hey, you know, there's no weeks off when you're a fan.
That's right.
There are none.
If you had an extra ticket, I'd go with you, Tony.
I'm sure there's plenty of extra tickets.
Sold out. No, it's sold out. I just checked.
SeatGeek, promo code Pat or McAfee or Heartland. Next game. Love this game. Do have a pick on this game.
Okay.
New York Giants. At the Chicago Bears.
Mm.
The line is currently 6, over under 39.5. There are a lot of low totals this
week.
That's
a low total, bro.
So let me, 73% of the tickets are on the under. 58% of the money's on the under. So a little sharp action to the over. 65% of the bets are on the Giants. 76% of the money's on the Giants. So a little sharp action there. I love the Giants.
Really?
I do.
Even at Chicago.
Even at Chicago, yes.
Okay.
With Trubisky starting.
Mitch doesn't get better at home. Like,
he seems to get better every week.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's really growing throughout the season.
He got pulled last week for a phantom injury.
That was a hit pointer, man.
I think the Giants can score a little bit.
I think they can too. I do. I honestly think the Bears defense has had enough of this shit.
Oh yeah, that's
and they don't give a shit.
I think
anymore.
The team. I think
you guys can't score. We ain't stopping anybody.
I think they've given up a little bit. Yeah. I think the Bears have given up a little
They're
bit.
Tired 4 of and being 6 on the field for so long.
You know you're out of the playoffs. What are you playing for? You got a quarterback who ruined your season. A
coach who lies to everybody.
Coach and GM aren't getting along.
I don't think they have anything to play for. I do think they're probably, for anything, their defense was carrying them, and they're probably over it. But the Giants, however, have some things to look forward to. They're trying to develop a guy who's going to be the future of their franchise. He's good enough. He's definitely good enough. He's probably going to ball out this game.
Saquon's looking for a bounce back game. He had the worst game of his career.
Yeah.
Are they off a bye, too, Giants? Did they play last week?
Boy, I want to say they off the bye.
I knew I didn't remember them playing.
So there you go.
Giants are 5-0 on the over on the road. I would lean.
This is a low total.
I would lean over that 40.5. I really would.
I'd say 39.5 right now on FanDuel. So.
I like it even better.
This is a game I feel like if you have like 15, 10, 5 bucks sitting in the,
Billy
like
Betts?
The last little...
Money line?
And your balance? A little bit
of money Giants line. Money line? Yeah.
Plus 230 right now.
Some juicy odds.
Something to make you...
I like that. The way Mitch is playing. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I feel like you're my son, dude. I'm so proud of you.
I would much rather you be my father.
I think it's actually a good bet.
Giants money line?
No, that you'd be a better dad than it. But yeah, also Giants money line.
Very good bet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm rolling Giants. Connor, you got anything on this one?
I got nothing. I'm staying away, but I'd probably lean Giants. Yeah, I'm not betting on the Mitch Trubisky Bears. Yeah.
You can't do it.
I won't put any money on it, but I will give it a heavy lean.
Team lean.
Team lean.
We'll call that a team tower pizza.
Yeah.
Excuse me. the lack of respect for this top five podcast is absurd.
We're top five.
And Forbes.
Number
Forbes.
Keep it down.
It. Number four.
Forbes has us the
number four
top
in the
five
nation
of
here.
All sports betting podcasts.
The Oakland Raiders travel to New York City.
Yes.
They are 3-point favorites at the Meadowlands. 56% of the bets are on Oakland. Only 44% of the money is on Oakland, though.
Mm-hmm.
65% of the bets are on the over, but only 47% of the money is on the over. So we got a little sharp action towards the Jets and the under, which the total that is 46.5. I'm not touching this game, or any of you.
I'm touching it. I don't care what anybody says. The Raiders are fighting for that playoff spot.
They are.
They were a little sloppy against the Bengals, but I think that's what happens when you play the Bengals.
It does.
The Jets are playing better. Their defense is very solid, but I think the Raiders just overall are just a better team.
Yeah, they are.
I think it's going to show here. I think they show up, they show out, and I think I'm going against sharp money here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
This is a sound bet. This is a sound bet. Trust me.
Kinda.
I'm taking the over.
Okay.
Like Todd said, the Jets have kind of been playing well, so I think they're going to put up points, but I do think Oakland's going to get the job done.
Yeah.
Because they're in the hunt.
I even went money line.
Oakland's defense is not the best.
They're not the best, but they can cause a turnover here and there. Mm-hmm. And, here's a couple more stats for you guys.
Oh.
Total's gone over in 5 of the last 6 games for the Jets.
Fucking Eddie
Eight
stats.
8 of the last 6 for Oakland.
Wow.
Let's
Eddie
go.
Stats is here, and he's here to stay. Go over 46.5.
Trend Machine says over. Gumpy.
No touch.
No touchy?
No touchy.
No touchy.
I do recommend money line.
Okay.
I'm confident, but
recommended.
-168 is what I'm saying for Raiders money line.
Yeah. Yeah.
This game. Battle in the AFC South. Carolina at New Orleans.
Mm.
No, Carolina's looked very bad lately.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stalling here because I'm trying to find the game on my list here. There it is. Very top. Spread is currently 9.5. Over-under is 46.5. Oh, here's some money movement for you. 53% of the tickets are on the under. 83% of the money is on the under. So a lot of sharp action on the under in this one. And then 51% of the tickets are on New Orleans. 44% of the money is on New Orleans. So a little two-way action there pretty much. Boys, do you have anything for this? I do not.
Got nothing.
Gumpy?
Last time Saints were at home, I took them -13.5 against
good.
The Falcons and got killed. Try to stay away from the big numbers. And I'm going to do that here. I'm not touching this one, Tony.
Me either. There's no way Carolina wins this game, but 9.5 points, man. I'm not touching that.
Is this a stay away?
I think it's a team stay away.
It's a clean stay away.
Billy?
I'm staying away.
team stay away.
All right.
Team stay away. Kyle Allen the wheels have fallen off.
Yeah.
Panthers are now in a very bad spot.
They're in a bad spot.
I mean, they do have Willie Greer sitting ready.
Here's a game
Put
I like.
Put him in.
Bill Greer?
Mm. I love Willie
Here's
Greer.
Here's a game I like. Oh, just breaking news on my phone right now. Trubisky will start Sunday.
Take the Giants.
Oh, what a shame.
So it just helps with our pick. Tampa Bay at the red-hot Atlanta Falcons. I believe the line here that I am seeing is the Falcons are -3.5 at home, over under 51.5. Line opened at 54.5, so it's come down. 70% of the tickets are on the over, but only 48% of the money is on the over. And then 70% of the tickets are on Atlanta, and 61% of the money is on Atlanta. So a little bit of sharp action to the under and to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's where I'm going to land. I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Do you know when the last time the Tampa Bay Buccaneers covered, Tony?
Don't care.
Do you know? It's just a question.
I just don't care.
Would you like to know?
Sure.
What month do you think it was in?
September.
Yep. September 29th was the last time
they're due. So you're saying they're due.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
I mean,
hard to bet against these Falcons.
The fighting Jameis Winston's. The Falcons, heavy overreaction to what happened the last 2 weeks.
They are
rolling.
The Falcons
are hot.
They're rolling.
That defense held the Saints to 9 and the Panthers to 3.
They're swarming.
The defense is alive.
Tampa Bay's got two of the top three receivers in the league right now.
11 sacks in those two games. Jameis Winston's going to be running for his life.
This seems like this is a split decision.
Yeah, this seems to
be a
split.
Or am I a lone wolf?
I'm taking Atlanta.
Lone wolf alert. You can't bet on Jimmy Winston against the hottest team in the NFL right now, the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm not at the ATL.
I'm scared to bet on Matt Ryan because it seems like if he rolls out the left side of his bed, he can't throw a football. Rolls out the right, and he's fine.
No, Jimmy Winston.
You're not betting on him. You're betting on their defense.
What, Jimmy Winston?
Don't worry about what I'm calling Jimmy Winston over here.
Shit.
What did you say, Bailey?
I said I'm scared to bet on Matt Ryan because it seems like if he rolls out the left side of his bed, he can't throw a football.
True.
Rolls out the right, he's the hottest quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. Might as well be a statue. So you're saying you're all taking the Falcons?
I'm leaning Falcons. I'm probably staying away.
I'm going hard.
Listen, when Jamie Winston comes in, the disrespect for the show is just
number four show in the nation.
Number four sports betting podcast in the nation.
Forbes said that.
Fucking twitch.com/thePatMcAfeeShow.
Twitch.tv.
Fucking
whatever it is.
Nobody cares. All right, I got Jamie Winston.
Good for you.
You guys got the Falcons, you idiots. Can't wait to be fucking right. I can't wait to be so right about that one.
Be a lot of tweets on this one.
Who's getting tweets?
You will if the Bucks
listen,
go
Jamie
up a
Winston
touchdown,
is due.
Cream in your pants.
I read that book last week. Nick, what's the name of that book? Yep, Jameis Winston, media bias, start of a Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Written by the GM.
All right.
All right. Next game. Detroit Lions at the red hot Washington Redskins.
Red hot.
Redskins are +3.5. Over under 40.5. Driscoll versus... Can't remember his name.
Haskins.
There it is, Dwayne Haskins. Thank you.
I mean, the amount of epic quarterback matchups this weekend is absolutely incredible.
Insane.
Once in a lifetime, you'll
think about this. 83% of the money and tickets are on the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
80% of the tickets are on the under. 97% of the money is on the under here.
Wow.
I mean, I think Driscoll can put up points. I'm worried that Driscoll wins 44-3 and this goes over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not touching this game, but
Driscoll put up numbers against the Cowboys last
Driscoll's
week.
Good.
The Redskins are going to stop him. I mean,
no way.
Listen, my dad had a really big surgery not too long ago, and I was in the hotel room. I was the only one, or in the hospital room. I was the only one in there with him, and he was passed out from the drugs, right?
Yeah.
And he had somehow trapped the remote to the TV under him, and it was stuck on some congressional hearing bullshit. For three straight hours, and the volume was so loud. But I couldn't leave the rooms. I'm there to look over him.
Of course.
I would rather that happen to me, TV-wise, for 3 hours than this game. That's really how I feel
so
about
not,
this matchup
so
between the Detroit Lions and the Washington Redskins.
So you're not taking it?
Not taking it.
Hey, sorry that happened to you.
Hey, it was better than what's going to happen this game.
Connor?
Jeffrey Driscoll is... Hot.
Jackie Drisks
is rolling. I think it's impossible not to take the Lions here. I mean, I have no reasons why, but take the Lions. play hard.
You have reasons because the Redskins are just dog shit.
Yeah, the Redskins are bad, and, you know, Jeff Driscoll's got the boys buzzing.
I mean,
Redskins are 1-4 against the spread at home.
Boom.
So, what are you saying?
Just supporting Ed's pick.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going with Jackie Driscoll. I'm not.
Footnote there?
I'm not taking this game.
No.
AFC South battle.
Who knows?
Jaguars go to Tennessee. I believe the spread is 3.5. The Tennessee Titans are the favorite. The over-under is 41.5. 57% of the money and tickets are on the over. 65% of the tickets are on Tennessee, but only 50% of the money. So split two-way action there, money-wise, on Jacksonville, Tennessee. I wanted to lean Jags. I'm going to stay away. I'm going
to
stay away.
You wanted to lean Jags?
Yeah. Mm. I'm staying away.
I'm taking Tennessee.
My opinion means nothing.
I'm definitely taking Tennessee. The Titans are a different team with Tannehill at the helm. I really feel that. The Colts ran all over the Jags. I think you're going to see the same thing from Derrick Henry and the Titans. Take Derrick Henry. Put him in your fantasy lineup right now. He's going to have a huge game.
Good call, Todd.
Yeah.
That was Fantasy Corner with Todd McComas, sponsored by
FanDuel.
Nope.
No. Sponsored by Cobalt Levels, the best 3-foot level on the market. You want your shit straight? You want it plumb? Get yourself a Cobalt Level.
Cobalt. Get level. Get right. So, what was that? You're taking the Titans?
Yeah, I'm taking them. I think I'm a -3.5.
And Henry, for your Fantasy Corner needs.
Yes.
Gumpy?
The last three for the Titans, when they're in the red zone, they're scoring touchdowns 100%
of the time. 100%
of the time? 100. That's
pretty good.
The last three for the Jaguars,
0% of the
their time? Defense is allowing touchdowns in the red zone 80% of the time.
Yikes.
Do the math.
Give me the Titans and red hot Tannehill.
Do the math. How many times? All right. If a train is letting up touchdowns 80% of the time, and one train is scoring touchdowns 100% of the time, if those two trains meet, how many percent of the time is the one train going to score?
100.
90. But incredible math by you there, Connor.
I was going to say 180, so I'm glad I didn't go with that.
Fucking. Connor.
Hey, look. It's Eddie stats, all right? It's not Eddie math, okay? It's Eddie stats. This is one of those games where you look at it and you're like, Jags, Titans, this is going to be a 9-6 absolute drought. However.
9-6 shootout?
However.
Bam LSU?
Tannehill. Foles. I think this is the.
Foles threw 46 times last week.
I think this is the premier quarterback matchup of the week, Tannehill and Foles. And I like the over. I think they're going to get some points. I mean, Tannehill just put up 35.
35?
35 on the Chiefs. And granted, they let up 32. Mm-hmm. And I think Foles can outmatch Mahomes as he did.
They're off a bye as well, I believe.
Who?
The Titans.
Yeah, Titans are off a bye. So I like the over. Points.
Okay. Gumpy? Did you?
As I said before, I like the Titans.
Okay. Good man.
You don't have to be a dick about it. Did we talk about... Oh, no. This primetime game? Not a primetime game. 1 o'clock game. Seattle at Philly.
Yes.
Current line. So it opened at 3. It's currently at 1.5. Yeah. The Eagles are our favorites. 77% of the tickets are on Seattle. 65% of the money's on Seattle. 56% of the tickets are on the under. 73% of the money's on the under. It's a little sharp action to the birds. Or no, they're both birds. To the Eagles. And to the under, I'm taking the Seahawks.
Yep.
There you go, baby.
Yep. Seems if there was a trap bet this week, we're looking at it right here with this line. Ugh. Everyone's like, oh, Seahawks should be favorites, but they're not. Trap bet. We're probably going to lose if you take the Seattle Seahawks, but also my head's too dumb not to take the Seattle Seahawks.
You got to be on the right side of it. This is my co-pick of the week. Uh-oh. The Seahawks are 5-0. Against the spread on the road. The Eagles were 2-3 against the spread at home. Their O-line's real banged up. Clowney's going to wreak all kinds of havoc on the considerably overrated Carson Wentz. This will be the game also, I think, that we see what a huge addition that Josh Gordon makes to Russell Wilson and that Seahawks offense. Breakout game for him.
And that was Todd's Carson Wentz jab of the week.
And that was Todd's cold pick of the week. Sponsored by Cobalt. 3-foot levels. The best levels in the game. Stay level. Stay right. Todd hates Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Nelson Aguilar is out. So actually probably a good thing.
Probably
going to
help them, yeah.
I believe Alshon Jeffrey is going to play. I don't know if Jordan Howard's in or out. I think Tyler Lockett's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
taking the Seahawks. Said it before. You too?
Oh, yeah.
Love the Seahawks.
This is a Russ Willie game if we've ever seen one.
Fucking Rusty Will.
He's going to go out and win it, and we're just going to be talking about Russ Wilson again on a Monday.
You just don't bet against Rusty Will when he's playing the
9-0.
Wilson!
9-0 against the spread. Their last nine as a dog. 5-0 straight up. Their last five on the East Coast.
5-0?
Give me the Seahawks for my pick of the week.
Wow.
Money line. I don't need the points. Give me money line.
Mm. And that was Gumpy's pick of the week, sponsored by Tim Hortons.
And all things Canada.
Let's go prime time. 425, the only 425 game. That's weird.
That is weird, Tony. Mm.
I believe...
it's a good one.
I believe the other 425 game, the Niners and Green Bay, was flexed.
Flex.
Cowboys at Patriots, -6.5 are the Pats, over under 45.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you some stats here, okay? Uh-huh. If you guys don't mind. 56% of the tickets on the under. Two-way action, 50-50 split on the money. 61% of the bets are on New England. 63% of the money is on New England. It's a good game, boys.
Oh, yeah.
This is America's team versus the Patriots.
Versus the Death Star.
I was going to say, like, America's new team. Oh, they're not, though.
America's villain.
I don't know. I'm thinking a lot of these soft millennials who just want to follow winners probably like the Patriots a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of people are just starting to respect the greatness of the whole
thing.
Like
the people who root for LeBron and Duke and the Patriots, they're probably all in one team.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Tony.
I love the Dallas Cowboys here. I do.
I do, too. Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
You guys said it.
Number one passing attack versus number one passing defense. Going to be a hell of a matchup there.
Hell of a matchup.
And then the difference... Can Zeke run? Because the Patriots have been giving up chunk yardage on the ground.
Yeah.
I feel like Pollard should get the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, you've been off Tony Pollard for the last...
Look at this. Anytime he gets the ball, he's making plays.
Yeah, he's not making $90 million, though, so Zeke's going to get the ball, pal. I mean, that's just how it works. I don't know how your fantasy football land works.
Yeah, you know it's fantasy football, right? It's not a land, damn it.
We all want him to do well because you can get him for like $5,500 versus $14,000.
That's daily Todd.
That's fantasy Todd.
DFS Todd.
But I will say this. I don't know if the Cowboys will win,
but
I think Lombardi said it the best. Like, this is going to be a close game. If any type of team gives the Patriots defense trouble, it is a mobile quarterback. Mm-hmm. Dak's plenty mobile enough. He's got all the weapons in the world. He's going into Foxborough with a ton of confidence right now. I mean, he's cock of the walk as far as all the talking heads on TV are concerned. So I think I think this is an easy cover. I don't know.
Wow. How you would easy go cover? Oof. Looks like this game's going to be played in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
100% chance of precipitation
on
Sunday.
Let's go.
Don't know who that helps. Probably Tom. Tom is used to throwing in the rain in Foxborough a lot more than Dax used to throw in the indoor rain.
His father was a mutter.
That scares me a little bit, actually, the bet.
And I'm sure one of the 15 Patriots running backs will get some footing in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is in my teaser.
Undie?
Cowboys +13.5.
With this rain, I'm thinking about taking the undie. Connor?
I mean, what can you say? If the Cowboys run the ball, then the Patriots are screwed. it's going to be a full... We're going to have to stuff the box like a fucking Pizza Hut pizza.
Thanksgiving's next week. You couldn't have said like a fucking Thanksgiving bird.
Well, I'm saving that for next week, Tony. Damn it.
So what are you saying? You don't have a pick?
I don't have a pick. If it's raining, then I'm probably leaning under... But honestly, if it wasn't, I'd like the over just because I think the Patriots are going to have to score.
That's a good point.
That's the only real rain game this weekend as far as in the forecast. Little light rain, Jets Raiders. So
I think the Pats might just let the Cowboys run, like let Zeke run a little bit.
I heard that from someone else.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I like the lean with the over because they're going to move the ball. They're gonna be able to get down.
I just don't know if Zach's mother was a mutter.
The Patriots just have a great ability.
Dak.
Oh, sorry, Connor. Go ahead.
No. But they just have a good ability of letting the other team walk down the field.
Yeah.
And then just
stopping them
in the red zone.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so it could be a, you know, I see like a 33-27.
Yeah, tell you what. I mean, the amount of disrespect.
I can't even hear what he's saying because I'm blocking out the haters so hard right now.
Again, that's bitch.tv/
Nick Maraldo.
Nick Maraldo.
You hear that, you bitch?
Sunday night. Been waiting all day for a Sunday night.
Yeah, we have.
Green Bay at San Francisco. Battle at the top of the NFC.
Okay.
I can't wait to watch this game.
San Francisco 49ers are currently 3-point home favorites against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Rodgy.
This is a bet on my bet slip, and it is the Green Bay Packers getting points. I will take them getting points pretty much every time with Aaron Rodgers. That's all I have to say. I mean,
really?
It's just Aaron Rodgers getting points.
Yeah, it's Rodgy. I mean, obviously the Niners have been good, but they lost the one game to...
Their defense the last few weeks has not looked...
Kyler Murray seems to just have their number.
Running quarterbacks give them issues.
Yep.
Aaron's got a little more mobility.
Yeah, he can move. He can move. And also, he's got a good old line in front of him, too, you know?
We'll see.
I don't know. I don't think the Niners have any problem with this game.
Split decision.
When I watch Green Bay, not seeing what everybody else is seeing. I am one of the bigger, you know, Aaron Rodgers fans. I love him. I just don't, there's something missing. I think they give up too many points. That, you know, they're easy to pass on. They're not even stopping the run. I think they're very vulnerable, and there's something missing where usually Rodgers can, it doesn't matter. He'll just go ahead and he'll outscore you. But I'm not seeing that here. The only exception to that usually has been this season. It's all been Aaron Jones. He's been making up that difference. But you're not going to be able to do that against the San Francisco defense.
Big time if George Kittle plays.
Yeah.
Which I think he is.
I'll text him.
I plan on waiting to live bet this.
Live bet Billy.
Until the 49ers get up two scores like they do every fucking game. And get the Packers at like +9.5.
By the way, we haven't really covered live betting in this on the podcast because it's weird.
It's game hard changer.
It can be fun.
It's great time. Kana?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing on this one.
No. I mean, you're gonna bet it on Sunday night, though.
When the clocks strike 8 o'clock,
I mean,
most likely I'll probably
depends how where you're sitting.
Depends where I'm sitting. Yeah. It depends on the lean too. I like to see where the line moves, but it's tough to bet against Rodgy in primetime. You know, he delivers.
BJ Rodgy doesn't play for the Packers anymore.
BJ Rodgy doesn't play, but the Rodgy does, and he delivers.
47.5. I might fucking take that. I might take that over.
Lean in the over, yeah. Also, Packers run defense not great.
I know.
49ers, they run the rock.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
That over, Tony.
Okay. One game left. It's Monday night. Great announcers. Ravens at Rams. Rams are currently +3, over under 46.5. This is not one of my picks for the week, but it's going to take it on Monday probably.
Yeah.
I'm laying do I dare take the Rams?
Say it.
I think
Jesus.
What do you mean?
Are you fucking kidding me?
They're playing
right
great defense right now.
They play.
Here's
great
how great their defense is
the Bears.
At home. The visiting team has put an average of just under 40 points on the Rams' fucking skulls in their last four home outings. What do you think the Ravens are going to do there?
They gave up
60.
They gave up 7 last week to the Bears.
Talking at home.
This is
that was at home last week to the Bears.
An average of just under 40 points in the last four games.
They gave up 7 last week to the Bears at home.
Well, yeah, it's the Bears.
It's a great offense.
This is revenge game city. This is revenge game of the week. This is Marcus Peters and the boys going in and dismantling the Rams.
By the way, giving the Bears 7 points, not something to brag about.
Okay. You guys take the Ravens.
4-1.
They might win this by 30.
I mean, they're the first team this century to cover their last four games by more than 17 points.
The century stat is a big stat.
That's a big stat.
Case Keenum Light is not a good quarterback.
Which means they're due for a loss.
I don't believe in that, Tony.
Well, we'll see.
The Rams stink.
I mean, Aaron Donald's going to live in that backfield.
Yeah, but
people have been saying that the past couple weeks.
You can't.
They run outside.
They're trying to give the ball to Gurley more, which is fine. But once that gets stopped, Goff cannot throw, especially not against this defense.
No.
Is Brandon Cooks back?
I don't know.
He is.
Does he have an oversized helmet?
Does he have somebody that can throw the ball to him?
Yeah. Jerry Goff.
Oh.
Okay. Jerry. New quarterback.
Listen, when the Rams and the Bucks cover, we come in here next week. Write this down.
Yeah, mark this down, Tony.
Connor, are you?
I'm marking it down right now.
Are you against me? Or?
No. I'm not against anybody here. Eddie Stats is just he's an in-betweener guy.
I just look at the stats.
I just look at the stats.
I don't see faces.
I make picks.
I don't look at the names of the jerseys.
This is going to be a battle on Twitter all Sunday and Monday.
Rams Bucks. I don't think I believe in my Rams bet, actually. I just hate the Ravens.
The Rams are 7-3 against the spread this year.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
You know what? Rams and Bucks. I might put $1,000 parlay on those two games. Yeah.
Take out a mortgage.
I'll make this my co-pick of the week.
Where did he do that? Where did he use that sponsor?
Co.
No, he has co-pick
means there's more than one.
Oh.
He has co-pick.
From the cobalt.
Co-K-O, not C-O, as in cobalt 3-foot levels.
Yeah. Knockout pick.
Keep it level. Keep it plumb. Cobalt levels.
Well, let me see something real quick here. That was incredible what you just did. Rams and Bucks money line parlay. It's 100 to win $538.
Okay. Add another zero. You're winning five. You're winning $6,000.
Really sucks. You have to return that ring there, Diggs.
It's already paid for. All right. That's the NFL. You guys have your picks on you?
Yeah.
I'll roll through mine.
All right.
Cowboys plus I got it 6.5. I think it's 6 now, correct? Packers plus 3, Bucks plus 4, Seahawks plus 2, Giants plus 6.5. Those are Tony Diggs.
All right.
Todd?
In no particular order, Colts. No, we already won that one. Sorry, I already won that one. Atlanta minus 4, Miami plus 10.5, Seattle plus 1.5. I got Oakland money line. And then Tennessee minus 3.5, Cowboys plus 6.5, San Francisco minus 3, and Baltimore
did you take
minus
every game?
3. I took every game but 5.
There you go.
Breaking news here. Juju has been ruled out for Sunday, so that's pretty cool.
Yikes.
Falcons minus 3.5.
Who, the Falcons?
Falcons. Millennium. Browns, Dolphins under 45.5.
Okay.
Seahawks money line.
Okay.
And then I have a 7-point teaser on 4 teams. Seahawks plus 9, Cowboys plus 13, Packers plus 10, and the Saints minus 2.5.
Love it.
Connor?
We got the over in Oakland, New York, over 46.5. The under in Denver, Buffalo of 37.5. Just have to take it. Seahawks plus 1.5 at Philly. And Jacksonville at Tennessee, over 41.5. Shootout between Tannehill and Foles.
Okay. Billy, you got anything?
Just that. It's his name, Miami plus 10.
Oh, so you just go, that's Bill. Your bet of the week. That's Billy's bet of the week.
There you go. Playing the trends. I like it.
It was you, stop. anyone got any college?
I got one college.
Nailed it last week, so let's see what this is.
Hey, look, I already addressed the Navy pick, okay? Sometimes you say you go out on a limb and you trust your men in uniform. Mm-hmm. This happened to me, and Eddie Stats paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, this is my redemption college pick of the week, Michigan, Indiana, over 53.5. We're talking points. We're talking running touchdowns. We're talking passing touchdowns. And, we're talking over 53.5, my friend.
I actually like that bet a lot.
It's funny because I have Michigan IU under 53.
Really? Ah.
I think IU used their entire arsenal last week. Michigan's going to be able to plan it.
Connor, yeah. I mean, just because it doesn't mean it's going
to
win.
Hey, I know. I just like to be, Eddie Stats is a man of
the We'd like to be on the same side.
Yeah, I'd like to be
on
the same side.
Well, last week we were on the same side and we both lost, so... One of us is going to win.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
I'll give you one right now. Notre Dame minus 20.5. Take it.
Against
Boston College.
Okay. Ooh.
That's
minus 20.5.
That's a rivalry game.
It's a rivalry game.
Against BC.
Coming off just devastating our nation's naval fleet.
That is fucked up.
Into Boston, or that at home against Boston College. Uh-huh. They'll probably win this game by 30, 35 points.
Okay. I think I got 16 bets here.
Attaboy.
16.
Yeah. Attaboy.
8 unders, by the way.
I like the
Let's go.
Gophers minus 13 and a half.
Okay, so you stole Bounce one back. I was just going to give. You just stole it from Joey Galloway last night is what you did.
That's not true.
Joey Galloway's on a heater, by the way.
Yeah, him and Jesse Palmer.
Maybe not so much Jesse, but I mean, Northwestern can't score.
They stink.
If Minnesota scores 14, they cover. I like Minnesota a lot.
Bounce back. Bounce back for the Gophers.
All right, tell me when to stop. I'll give you another one.
Stop.
I also like A&M and Georgia under 45.5.
Let's go.
I wish I wouldn't have stopped on that one. I'm not that confident.
Yeah, that's a long one. What do
you
one. Think?
I thought you bounced on that one 3 times. I told you stop.
What do you think of that Ohio State spread?
Not touching it. If there was a side that I was going with, it would have to be Ohio State probably because they just mollywop everyone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This might be an absolute slugfest. Because Penn State's best player might be out. KJ Hamler, he's still questionable.
Oh, no.
If he's not going, this might get ugly early.
What's the over?
18 and a half.
No, that's the line.
57.
Oh,
57.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
It's not that much.
I might score 57 in
the
first
half. I mean, if we're
being
honest, Ohio State's going to score 41.
Yeah.
At least.
38 or 41.
Indiana just put up, what, 26 on them? Yeah. At least that much.
So if we're looking at like a...
This is the number one offense in the country.
Here's what the spread indicates. If you're looking at minus 18 and the over-under is, what, 57?
Yeah.
So you're looking at... They think it's going to be a 31. Let me do my math here. Like a... My math is way off. Right,
you're right there, though. 31-17.
That adds up to 48, though, not 58.
Yeah, and with the spread. It's tough.
Penn State will put more than 17 points.
I don't know. Ohio State's also number one in scoring defense. Like, this is the best offense and the best defense going against a Penn State team that's kind of struggled in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
Lost to Minnesota. And Indiana, they threw for over 300 yards against them. This is Indiana. And now we're talking about Justin Fields, J.K. Dobbins, K.J. Hill, like the best offense that there is.
Hey, I did the math. I figured out they're predicting a 38-20 game.
There it is.
I see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it.
I mean,
they gave up.
They might put 50 up.
Ohio State was obviously looking ahead, but they gave up 21 to Rutgers last week.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That
was college talk. Anything else?
Nothing.
Boys?
I think that's it.
A lot of football.
I'm ready.
Enjoy the football.
Let's go into the weekend. Let's win some fucking money.
Great football weekend. FanDuel.com/McAfee. GetAction.app/any of our names. And that's it. Good luck.
Hey, good luck.
I'm going to take a dump.
We can DM that guy and tell him we're getting a long one for his next long drive.
Yeah.
Fucking Eddie.
It's ready Eddie's. For you.